registered dietitian Maureen Franklin with Healthy Eats. In this week's segment, I'll be talking about the new proposals to our food labels. How many times do you look at a food label? What do you look for? Calories? Carbohydrates? Fats? Sodium? Or are you so confused you've given up looking at labels? The FDA is proposing to update the Nutrition Facts label to reflect new public health and scientific information, including evidence on nutrition, obesity, and chronic disease. In 1990, when the FDA started requiring nutrition labeling on foods, the objective was to reduce consumer confusion about labels, help consumers make better food choices, and encourage manufacturers to improve the nutrition profile of foods. The food label has not changed significantly since that time. In 2006, trans fats was added to the list of required nutrients. The proposed changes can be grouped into three categories. Number one, changes based on new nutrition science. Number two, updates serving size requirements. And number three, a refresh design. In regards to number one, new nutrition science, a few of the proposed changes are, number one, requiring the declaration of added sugars on the label. Number two, removing the requirement for declaring calories from fat. And number three, requiring vitamin D and potassium. In regards to number two, updates on serving size requirements, the FDA is updating the reference values used by manufacturers to set serving sizes to make them more realistic and to reflect what people really eat and drink. In regards to number three, the refreshed design, a few of the proposed changes are, number one, highlighting the caloric content of foods by increasing the type size and placing in bold type the number of calories and servings per container. Number two, changing amount per serving to amount per blank, with the blank filled in with common household measurements. Number three, removing the existing footnote that describes the daily value for 2,000 and 2,500 calories. There is a lot more information on the proposed changes, and you can read more at www.fda.gov. Go to the fact sheets and look for the new proposed nutrition labels fact sheet. This has been Maureen Franklin, registered dietitian, with your serving of Healthy Eats.